For the past month, I'd been spending a night or two at the week at the Hope Street house. For so long after the terrible bride and groom case that summer, I'd felt completely lost. I took a month off from homicide, ran down by the marina, gazed out at the bay from the safety of my hill flat. Nothing helped. Not counselling, not the total support of my girls, not even going back to the job. I had watched, unable to help, as a life leaked out of the person I loved. I still felt responsible for my partner's death in the line of duty. Nothing seemed to fill the void. Many, many years ago, in a kingdom far, far away, there lived a beautiful princess. She had long red hair and loved roses so much that everyone called her Princess Rose. Every evening after dusk, Princess Rose went out onto the balcony and clapped her hands. A golden bird came flying out of nowhere and alighted on her shoulder. Instantly, the princess's hair began to shine, ablaze with brilliant red light. When the bird started to warble an enchanting tune, Princess Rose joined in song, and everyone in the kingdom fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. Thus passed the years. Every evening, Princess Rose, along with the little golden bird, sang a loving lullaby so that all people fell asleep and had sweet dreams till the break of dawn. And so one day, something terrible happened. A wicked witch learned about Princess Rose and decided to curse her. Abracadabra simsalabim, may the rose's colour dim, the witch said, and Princess Rose's hair instantly turned as black as tar. All of a sudden, water began to fall. It poured down from the sky as when you pour water from a bucket. Noah had been right. But it was too late now for anybody else to get into the ark. Soon, all the low ground was covered. The water became like big rivers. It pushed over trees and rolled around big stones and made a lot of noise. The people were afraid. They climbed up to higher ground. Oh, how they wished they had listened to Noah and gotten into the ark when the door was still open for them. But now, it was too late. The water kept getting higher and higher. For 40 days and 40 nights, the water poured out of the sky. It rose up the sides of the mountains, and soon even the tallest mountains were covered. So just as God had said, all the people and animals outside the ark died, but everyone inside was safe. So Moses prays for the people, and Jehovah tells Moses to make this copper snake. He says to put it on a pole, and that anyone who is bitten should look at it. Moses does just so, and the people who were bitten look at the copper snake, and they get well again. There is a lesson to learn from this. All of us are in a way like those Israelites who were bitten by those snakes. We are all in a dying condition. Look around and you will see that people grow old, get sick, and die.